The 15th Talmud of Masechta Talmud, Markus Lamed Beis Amud Beis. The next two Prakim are Batsim Prakim, strictly Mishnayis. We already concluded the Gemara on Mishnayis Talmud. And now the running Pirush on the side is going to turn to be the Pirush Rambam. So we described already the Karban Talmud Shachar, how they shechted it, and how they split the limbs and the meat, and how they sprinkled the blood. And now they went to Lishkas HaGaz. Amar Lama Muna, the overseer, the one in charge, said, Baruchu Bracha Achas, bench the one Bracha, which the Rambam explains is Avas Oilam, which includes and Vehem Baruch, they benched that bracha, and following that, Karo Aseres Dibros and Shema, Vahayim Shemaya. They read Aseres Dibros, which is Yisoid B'das, Shema, and Vahayim Shemaya. Vayomer, now he said, Baruch Hu Asa'am Shosh Brachas, bless the nation with three brachas, and they selected three brachas. One is Emes, which is Emes V'yatzev, which concludes Gal Yisrael, and Emes V'yatzev, Vavoido, which is the bracha that we say in Shemoneh Esrei of Ritzei, and Birkas Kohenim, and they benched the Birkas Kohenim because they were the Kohenim. Or B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Masiv Bracha Achas, in addition to these three brachas they benched after Krishma, they benched an additional bracha, L'mishma Yoitza, which they benched. They get shalom. They should have peace between them. Amalem. Now, next mishnah. Amalem. Chadashim lekteiras. Now we're making another raffle. This is not for the karmatam shushach, rather for the kteiras of the day. And this is a unique raffle that only those that were never succeeded, were never lucky enough to do kteiras, they came. So chadashim lekteiras, those that are new to kteiras, never had this avodah before. Boyu vafizu, come and join the raffle. Zacha the one that won. Amalem chadashim mishanim. Now the old ones and the new ones, whoever already won or didn't win, come because this raffle everyone could join. Boyu vafizu mi male varim min hakevesh lamizbech. Who's going to be zeicha to bring the limbs of the karban tam tzasacha, which is now at this point laying on the ramp to the mizbech? Who's going to bring it up and throw it from the ramp onto the Maracha Gdoyla, the big fire? Rav Loz ben Yaakov disagrees and says, Hamale varm lekevesh, who malois and algav mizbeach? The ones that brought them to the kevesh, they're the ones that bring it from the kevesh and throw it onto the mizbeach. They didn't make another raffle here. Mishnah Gimel. Mesarim lechazan, they gave them over at that point, whoever didn't win the raffles, not for kteiras, not for putting it on the mizbeach, etc. They gave them over to the shamashim, and they were all wearing big dekunas, so they could start that way, had they won the raffle. So at that point, Hamafshid and I said, big damn, these shamashim would take off their clothing, big dekunas. The only clothing they were left with from the big dekuna was mechnasayim, and then they started putting on their clothing, and once they finished their robe, then they took off the mechnasayim, and that's the way the Rambam explains. The chalayim is hayusham, and there are different compartments, different like shelves in the wall, and he calls them windows, like hayusham because of the tashma shakenu. It says which kli went into which organized shelf. Mishnah dal misha zacha b'kteiris, whoever was zacha to get to be makhted the kteiras of the day. What was this kaf? It's called a spoon, but it's much bigger. This is like a big, let's call it like a big pot with a handle. It was made out of gold. It itself could handle three kabim. And inside was a smaller kli that the smaller kli that was in this pot was full with kteiras, and the reason it was carried in a bigger pot with a handle was today that none of it should spill, because the kteiras is very special, had to be exact that measurement, etc. The kisul hoyle, there was a covering over this little bazach, which was inside the kaf. It was like a little, the Rambam explains, a little piece of cloth that was covering over melamilon, covering that nothing spills out.